Yesterday was one of the hardest days of my life as I walked into Mount St. Mary Academy to gather my personal effects. I was touched deeply by students as well as teachers dropping in to hug me and wish me well. I know there will be more hard days, but I realize that teaching is not limited to strictly the building that you're in. It is mostly about those teachable moments, some of which are hard, but in the end, most valuable. Receiving this news 45 minutes after the judge declared us married seems shocking and especially cruel. If you can picture this, we had just arrived back at the car so happy, and then the phone rang, "You are fired." The following 4 days away from home were not the restful and peaceful ones which we had planned. I would like to thank both mine and Barbara's families for their love and support. Next, I would like to thank Kathy Webb for her guidance and example. She is a true Arkansas and Little Rock treasure. We are fortunate to have her wisdom and friendship. Thank you, Soma, for hosting this event. I would like to thank our friends who have always been there for us. You know who you are. I would also like to thank the many people we don't know who have communicated their stories and encouragement. And finally, I would like to thank all of the current and former students, parents, and teachers, many of whom are Catholic, from Mount St. Mary Academy, who have reached out to myself and Barbara with messages of love and support, especially the students, both from Mount St. Mary and other schools where I've taught. I am both humbled and inspired by them all. I would like to introduce myself to the people who don't know me. I've taught for 29 years in both public and private schools. The last 15 years, I've taught English at Mount St. Mary Academy. For 29 years, I've tried to be discreet about my private life and never push an agenda in any classroom or school where I've worked. I just wanted to teach. I've been a great supporter of Mount St. Mary Academy for nearly 15 years. I've encouraged people to teach there, prospective students to attend, parents to send their daughters there, and a few unhappy students to stay and graduate. I believe deeply in the mercy values in the teachers who teach there and the students who attend. I've discovered that not only do Mount students listen intently to what we say, they also watch our actions closely, and as usual, they teach me much more than I teach them. They've given me the courage to stand here today. When I received the phone call of my firing, I was devastated. I would have never purposely blown up my life like this. The first thought that went through my mind was how hurt I was that my 15 years of commitment had been reduced to a mere label. My next thought was of my students and of how much I will miss teaching them. Then I thought of my mother, my strongest supporter, and of how I would break this news to her. And finally, I did not want this special day in my life to be overshadowed by the sadness. I am sad about what happened, but amazed and humbled by the reaction. I am the same person I was a week ago, which is why it's hard for me to grasp this firing by Mount St. Mary. While I will not be destitute immediately because of Barbara, all of us have our obligations and commitments. There will be some hardships until I can gain employment again. I'm not here to judge anyone, but to hopefully help others. It was never our goal to invite all this attention. We never needed a legal document, but as others fought for the right to marry, we began to consider the thought. As other friends, married and single, began to express their happiness for us, it changed our thoughts on marriage from something unnecessary and unattainable into an unbelievable experience shared by others. We simply went to a clerk in New Mexico and then to the courthouse for a legal civil ceremony. I believe in the freedom of religion, but not in the cloaking of yourself in the mercy values and the teachings of Christ, and only applying those tenets to a certain segment of the population. In effect, picking and choosing when applying the moral clause in teachers' contracts. I most worry about the message this discrimination sends the young women at Mount St. Mary. My only hope is that this adds to the dialogue and progress for equality of all people worldwide. A special thank you to the Human Rights Campaign and Chad Griffin for all they do. Thanks to Barbara for choosing to share her life with me. Anyone who knows her knows what kind of person she is. And my last plea to all of you is that we all approach this issue with peace, intelligence, patience, and understanding. Thank you all for taking the time to be here.